you. So for the next 10 minutes, what I wanted to do was kind of build on some things that Walter mentioned there. For most federal agencies today, the focus has been squarely on data center consolidation and the move to the cloud from more of a SaaS application perspective. As you listen to Walter speak about where Microsoft is today, you heard a lot, especially in the end of his presentation, about what we call application rationalization. Right, and really looking at the line of business applications and trying to determine which ones are we going to retire, which ones are we going to move to the cloud, which ones do we need to buy a COTS application for. And so I just wanted to spend just a few minutes talking about some of the options. Right? Are you going to be, as Walter said, are you going to develop these, right? Or are you going to be more of a broker? Right? And what are some of the options that you can look at as you start to try to make some of those decisions? So if we look at traditional development, right, we can buy something off the shelf, a COTS application, and what typically happens is you go out, you create an RFP, it has a list of requirements, right? Some COTS applications are delivered to you in your responses, and they typically meet about 80% of the requirements. And then 20% of those have to be built, or the COTS application has to be modified. You can do a custom development effort. Right? And this is very typical today. And it doesn't really matter which, if you're building an open source app or you're writing in .NET, right, or what development language you're using. Right? The development efforts are usually very long. Right? They usually takes years. They're difficult to manage long term. And then you can use a platform that kind of up-levels this a little bit. So when you look at developing or the develop versus buy decision, You typically look at things like how flexible, right, is that solution going to be? Is it going to be able to change as fast as my business requirements or my mission requirements change? And when it changes, how hard is it going to be to make that modification? Am I going to have to go and let a new RFP and hire a bunch of developers to make that change? Or can I simply go in to a user interface and make that change? And so if we take a look at each of these options, and the middle option is a platform that we call Dynamic CRM or XRM. So it's a customer relationship management system that can really be used for any decision support system. And that decision support system can manage any data. Right? So as we look from a flexibility perspective, clearly custom application development is the most flexible. You can build anything you want. There's lots of folks out there. I grew up as a developer. It's a lot of fun. Right? It's time consuming, however, and very expensive. Right. On the COTS side, like I said earlier, you'll get about 80% of what you're looking for, and then that 20% is usually very, very difficult. And then in the middle, what if you could have a platform that was kind of a combination of both? It gave you sophisticated, what I like to call plumbing, typical things that developers have to build out of the box, security, workflow, right? Things that are just, you know, the repeatable things that you see in almost every application. And then it allowed you to go up that stack and only build the custom attributes that you needed. Design a workflow. And what if you didn't need a developer to do all of that? And that's really what we're showing in the middle box here. How about a time required to make the original, just the original system changes when you go out and try to purchase an app? Right? From a flexibility perspective, custom development clearly is going to take more time, a little bit less time than a COTS application. And then Dynamic CRM is in the middle. And then finally, what happens when your mission changes? When you want to add a new capability for a citizen-facing application, or you want to add a new feature, or you need to change the data model for a line of business application that's running your core mission behind your firewalls. Right? How long is it going to take you to do that? Right? With custom development, right, you can do it fairly quickly, depending on whether you have a development shop in-house. I know there's a lot of movement now with folks like 18F using agile development methodologies, right, which can really help here. COTS perspective, it's very, very difficult. If they don't have the APIs available to you in that COTS application, you've got to go then solicit that vendor to make that change. With CRM, right, and with our XRM platform, we give you kind of the best of both worlds. We give you, again, that platform, and I almost want to call it like a code generator for you that can develop these things. To give you an idea of some of the savings here, right, from a rapid application development perspective of these business applications, we found that using CRM is 70% faster and 50% at 50% the price, which is pretty huge. So let's take a look at some of the apps. Now, these apps could be thick client apps that run on Windows devices. They can run on iOS, Android. They could be web-based apps. They can be delivered to your citizens via the device of their choice, to your line of business users and information workers, really regardless of what application they're using. And it doesn't really matter what data is behind this. And what's really great about this platform is that you don't have to go out and rip or replace everything. Most agencies have significant legacy line of business applications with data stores that are mission critical that you just can't rip and replace and start over. Right, what you can do with this platform is layer this on top of it and allow you to have a more integrated system to bring all this together to improve that the information workers' experience or the citizens' experience on the end of this. And you have deployment choice. Greg had a slide earlier that talked about our hybrid cloud strategy and that it's really not about an all or nothing choice when you move something to the cloud. You have the ability to move to our CRM Online government offering. We were proud to announce that it went to general availability on December 9th. We now have many federal and state and local customers that are using it in production today. We have many systems integrators that have built COTS applications or SaaS-based applications that are running right, in their data centers today. And then you can run this behind your firewall. We have a package product that you can install behind your firewall, right, and run as a private cloud. So the choice is really yours. Right? So what we think we're giving you here is really the ability to go out and have choice as you do your application rationalization or go through that process. As you can see, Walter walked you through what we're doing internally. It's not easy, right? There's lots of challenges associated with even determining which applications are the right ones to move. But once you find that application, we feel like you need at least choice to decide which development platforms, right, and COTS applications you should choose. One last slide here before we go ahead, and I think the next thing will be lunch, is this new interactive map. And we call this our cloud map. And as you can see there, this is the Office 365 cloud map. It is live on our Microsoft government site. So we will update this quarterly. And what we really wanted to do was show our customers and give our customers insight into who is using Office 365, CRM Online, right, which is the Dynamics icon, and Azure. Right, so with that, I'm going to give us back a couple minutes of time, and I believe the next speaker will come up to introduce lunch.